This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions are still running high outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, where security forces had to fire tear gas at hundreds of protesters again today. They've been camped outside the embassy compound after militia members and their supporters stormed the grounds on Tuesday, protesting U.S. airstrikes that killed two dozen militia fighters on Sunday. Aaron David Miller is a Middle East affairs analyst for CNN.
I don't know whether the administration thought through carefully enough the reactions of attacking five bases, killing 25 fighters and wounding scores of others, but somehow we, not just the Trump administration, but previous administrations, have this notion that when America acts, the adversaries can't react. They have a vote, too. And you're seeing that on the ground, and we're not playing on our home court.
This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, file availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Johnny Isakson's time in the U.S. Senate's ended, the Georgia Republican stepping down effective December 31st due to ongoing health issues. He tweeted yesterday he'll miss serving in the Senate, but he's looking forward to a wonderful 2020. Atlanta businesswoman Kelly Loeffler, chosen as his successor by Governor Brian Kemp, she's to be sworn in next Monday. Chicago's Sinai Health System is dealing with a data breach. It may have compromised the personal information of nearly 13,000 people. The hospital system saying patient names, addresses, birth dates, social security numbers, and other information were potentially exposed. The annual New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square comes off without a hitch. Other cities holding big celebrations as well to mark the changing of the years. In Las Vegas, these revelers talking about their New Year's resolutions.
Relax more.
Oh, I like that.
And well, I do too. I really like that a lot.
Same old thing, probably lose a little weight.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new taunt from the government in Pyongyang. USA Radio's Wendy King has details.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is stepping up his rhetoric against the United States, suggesting he will have a new strategic weapon to unveil soon. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that would be a violation of what Kim promised.
He made those commitments to President Trump in exchange for President Trump agreeing not to conduct large-scale military exercises. We've lived up to our commitments. We continue to hold out hope that he'll live up to his as well.
Hundreds of new laws take effect across the nation today. The minimum wage is going to start rising in 24 states and 17 cities. Recreational marijuana now legal in Illinois. Getting a gun permit will be easier in Tennessee. Colorado will let family or police ask a court to take someone's gun away if they pose a danger to themselves or others, a so-called red flag law. A new law in Texas aims to save lives by requiring school districts to have wound kits in case of a shooting, and thousands of inmates could be released as New York State ends cash bail for nonviolent crimes. and hundreds of people are braving the Southern California cold to claim free curbside seating areas for this morning's 131st Annual Tournament of Roses Parade. The prime viewing spots available on a first-come, first-served basis in three stretches along 5.5 miles. And for USA...
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. According to McClatchy, there is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. From 2000 to 2018, the number of soldiers being treated for the three aforementioned types of cancer has steadily risen. Experts agree there are some common denominators, including the location where the soldiers served and the obvious fact that they were all in the military. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of the Veterans Prostate Awareness, said, "We don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done." So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Live. That's what it's all about, and that's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining in, because it requires all hands on deck if we're going to get this country back on track, be that change that you see in others, because it's pointing out the glaring error of, our constitutional rights and, how we've missed the mark here. The government of, for, by, we, the people. If we're not engaged, then we relinquish our position of authority. And you've got the America that we have today. Luke Rosiak is joining us now, senior watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner, and its data editor previously. He reported for the Washington Times and the Washington Post, was a member of the Sunlight Foundation reporting group. Luke, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I've been looking forward to this because your investigative reporting is has been something, that is so critical to, why journalism and why reporters are there. And I think we've been missing out, and the country has paid a big price because there has been this glaring lack of investigative reporting. So I cannot thank you enough for all the hard work. I mean, this was a two-year project, and some might say 2 years and a lifetime because of all your experience that you've invested in this new book, Obstruction of Justice, How the Deep State Risks National Security to Protect the Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, it really was a surreal experience to be investigating this case over the last 2 years. And this is something that kind of came out of, if you think back over the last 2 years, how the Democrats so expertly manipulated the DOJ and the FBI to kind of do their bidding and to set the wheels in motion for what's now this Donald Trump and Russia investigation that, of course, the Democrats paid Fusion GPS to, kind of feed that to the FBI. Simultaneously, you've got the Hillary Clinton email investigation kind of sabotaged from within. And so what I started looking at 2 years ago is a case that really very few people out there have ever heard about, but they're going to wish they had once they read. They're going to be, shocked to hear about it once they read this book. There's the case of this Pakistani guy who hacked Congress at the exact same time that the DNC hack happened and that the whole Russia narrative was being built. And so what I follow is this shocking national security breach in Congress, and then also the cover-up. And at the end of it, you realize, my God, the Democrats are manipulating us routinely. They're finding out, they're controlling what we find out about, and they're sort of expertly manipulating the media and the DOJ. And it's really just, we're living almost in a post-truth world where the narrative is defined by them.
Well, they're fake news Jedis. Luke, I mean, it's amazing what they've been able to do and avoid, you know, any kind of scrutiny on this deal. And now we've got, you know, like Don Quixote chasing windmills, we've got the Justice Department, you know, pursuing Donald Trump. And it's going, wait a minute, in order to get to Donald Trump, you guys have to obviously ignore criminal activity on the part of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and Nancy Pelosi at all.
Yeah, totally. And, if, you know, if Trump did something bad with Russia, I wouldn't support that. But what is it? Sure. It's been 2 years, right, and no one can tell us what it is. So,
yeah, but meanwhile, you've got this other information that's glaring. It's right there in front of you, how they exposed our country's underbelly with this Pakistani national and his family, and they paid him money to do this. And then when they found out about it, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I mean, you can see her in the video how upset she was with the Capitol Police, and you know, that's my computer. I want that computer back.
Exactly. And I mean, this, when they caught this hacker, it was the summer of 2016, and they decided to leave him on the network until after the election. That's an insane thing to do. I mean, they knowingly allowed the country to continuously be hacked for 7 months so that they could make sure that they didn't have to deal with this story during the election. And during that, and so finally he's banned from the Congress network, but he's not arrested. And he sneaks in, as you just mentioned, he sneaks into the Capitol and takes Debbie Wasserman Schultz's laptop and leaves it in a phone booth at midnight. And then it turns out that he's stolen the identity of an intelligence specialist on Capitol Hill. And so he's got a secret second act username on Capitol Hill after he's supposed to have been banned. It's truly like something out of a movie. It's like James Bond, and they were never going to tell us about any of this stuff.
Well, what a level of incompetence that is just incredible. Luke, as you started, you know, pulling the strings on this, as you say, this had to be surreal for you, because you're going, no, come on, this can't be happening in the United States. I mean, we've got smarter people than this.
Absolutely, and I think a lot of people who heard about it, and if you were to Google this case, Imran Awan is the name of the Pakistani guy, Washington Post article would come up, and it says, oh, that's a conservative conspiracy theory. It's been debunked by the FBI. None of that is true. The book lays out how Democrats in Congress found out what happened, blew the whistle, and subsequently the leadership intervened and they were retaliated against and evidence disappeared, and the whole thing was a systematic cover-up that was orchestrated. And so in any earlier time, I think there would be some interest about this from reporters, and the documents are all there. A lot of the stuff that I was saying, it's verifiable. But in this day and age, I mean, it's so easy to say, oh, fake news, especially when the story is, as you say, this story is so wild. It really is like, it's one of the biggest stories. Newt Gingrich wrote the foreword of my book, Obstruction of Justice, and he says that this is the biggest scandal in congressional history. And so if you haven't been following it, which really it was covered up, so no one did, but if you hear about it in passing, you might say, that can't be true. There's no way that happened, or I would have heard about it. And that's kind of what this book, the first part of the book is what happened, and the second part is the cover-up. And you just think, you know, it's no wonder they were able to make us think, it can't be real. And but when I was writing this book, I just thought, if they weren't going to tell us about this, what else are they hiding?
Exactly. That's the whole point. And to me, this is symptomatic, and it's consistent with the way the Democratic apparatchik and the deep state operates, is it not?
Absolutely. And one of the most interesting parts of this to me was that Paul Ryan was in control of the House of Representatives when this happened. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats were in the minority. And yet, for all intents and purposes, the Democrats managed to be in charge. And, you know, my book details how they did that through a complicated series of Machiavellian lies and plots, but also sort of Republicans just being kind of these naive fools. So the Democrats are highly motivated because they're in their minds, they're in this war against the evil Nazis that they imagine jumping out at them or whatever. And so they're scheming, and they think the ends justify their means, justify the means. And the Republicans, there's a certain class of Republicans here in Washington that are, you know, they've got comfortable salaries. They don't want to risk their job. It's easier to avoid drama. And so a lot of people from both parties knew what was happening here, and they all kind of hoped that someone else would step up. And at the end of the day, there's an element of kind of human cowardice and failure where we were kind of let down by politicians who put political optics over, you know, the truth and the nation's security.
Wow. Does that hit the nail on the head, political cowardice? Are you surprised, ladies and gentlemen? Well, you heard nothing yet. We're going to get deeper into this Luke Rosiak's book, Obstruction of Justice, How the Deep State Risks National Security to Protect Democrats. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
And whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh my God!
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, I got to admit it. Every Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Luke Ruziak continues with us. His book, Obstruction of Justice, How the Deep State Risked National Security to Protect the Democrats. You know, Luke, in reading your book, again, I was just reminded of the State of the Union when President Trump, you know, put out a clarion call for us to, you know, reach for greatness, you know, strive for greatness, you know, why not, you know, and, but if we're going to get there, we have got to be honest and deal with these things, that have been so perverted within our government for such a long period of time. And the deep state right now is kind of the summary of the ills of the inner workings of our political process, is it not?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, as Americans, we need to be able to rely on a certain foundation of society for honesty. We used to be able to come to agreement and say, all right, we've got our different opinions, but it tends to be if the Department of Justice or the FBI says something, we can all agree that that's true. If the media says something, it likely has a basis in fact. And for good reason, our faith in those institutions has been shaken. And is there any wonder we're so divided as a people now? I mean, they did this to us. The people like Fusion GPS who decided that it was fair game to manipulate criminal investigations for political gain, they did a real disservice to the country.
And this has all, you know, been something that has been, you know, rather progressive within, you know, the body politic and in reporting. I mean, I still maintain, Luke, between you and I, this is a whole nother deal, and we've addressed this many times, is that after all these years, we still can't figure out who killed President Kennedy. We don't know the whole story. And I know that might be shocking for some people, and you don't necessarily have to comment on that, but it's just that, you know, I think the president was going to release, the sealed up reports and study on this, and he did in part, but it's like, to me, it was obvious that he stopped. You know, it's like, okay, my question is, why did he stop authorizing the release of the remaining papers of the JFK assassination? So if we're in a cloud and shroud and shadow in one area, it's going to affect everything.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really jarring to do this reporting and to see the evidence and to see the people on Capitol Hill who knew full well what happened. And you've got records and documents. And then for the FBI to say, oh, well, we looked into it. There's nothing there. And right. To know that that's false, that they're intentionally misleading the American people. It's truly disturbing.
Well, Luke, real quick, summarize, you know, what happened, you know, with Imran.
So there's this Pakistani guy, Imran Awan, who started working as a systems administrator, a computer guy on Capitol Hill 10 years ago. And his main person he was working for was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, but he was also working for like 40 other members on a part-time basis. So he had access to all the emails and files of 20% of Congress. And so during the 2016 election, the Inspector General of Congress, who's in charge of, you know, policing things in behind the scenes on the Capitol, found that he was hacking Congress and impersonating congressmen and logging into their accounts in ways he shouldn't possibly have been doing and taking data off the House network. And so at that point, things kind of go off the rails, and this investigator is driven out of Congress. They leave him on the network, and they try to make sure that no one finds out about it, and evidence starts disappearing because this guy knows that the cops are closing in on him, but he's got time to just, like, make evidence disappear. So they say – they write this report that says the House Democratic Caucus server was hacked. So it sounds like the DNC is kind of like a similar sister group. It's House Democratic Caucus server within the U.S. Congress.
Right.
And so – that server, when the cops go to follow up and to seize it as evidence, they say, my God, the server has disappeared. It's gone. And so the evidence starts disappearing. And this is during the election. You'd think someone would tell us if the House Democratic Caucus server, which is currently evidence in a felony hacking case, disappears. And they weren't going to tell us about any of that stuff. So it goes on and on where this guy has obvious connections to foreign governments. He's got this company called CIA LLC. Which is like just a cutout, like a front company that he uses to take $100,000 from an Iranian government minister. And this is while he's working for members of the Intelligence Committee. And so the connections to really frightening behaviors just go on and on. And if you Google this guy's name, Imran Awan, there's an article in the Pakistani newspaper that was written about him in the English language 10 years ago that talks about how he has this extraordinary political power in Pakistan, travels the country with armed guards protecting him. He can snap his fingers and his enemies are tortured. Crazy, crazy stuff that there's no reason a lowly IT guy on Capitol Hill should have. And so there's all this stuff. There's a tremendous paper trail. There's equipment disappearing on Capitol Hill. And in one case, a tenth of a congresswoman's budget goes missing. And the computers are all disappearing, and that's all documented, too, in Congress. And so the Democratic whistleblowers start noticing that their computers are disappearing, and they blow the whistle, and the investigation eventually uncovers the hack. But they can feel it, and later on, I'm kind of like the only reporter raising the alarm, and eventually the Democratic spinmeisters come in, and they start saying, oh, I bet Donald Trump was picking on this guy because he's Muslim. He's from Pakistan, so Trump probably wanted to get him because he's Pakistan. Right. It's like, dude, he's an IT guy. I mean, half the IT guys in the country are from Pakistan or India. No one cares.
Right.
This guy was, they had him. They had the evidence. Extraordinary wrongdoing on Capitol Hill. Whole thing is systematically covered up.
And, of course, after everything is said and done, they basically just slapped the guy's hand, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And he was kind of threatening to implicate congressmen if they would bring him to trial. And there's even a quote in the Washington Post where he says, yeah, you know, about those invoices where they were cooking the books so that computers could disappear, the congressman told me to do it. After all, the congressmen were the ones signing off on all this stuff. They're supposed to be overseeing it. So there was an element where the Democrats were deeply embarrassed about what happened. And I think most importantly, they wanted this narrative about Russia and hacking and the Democrats are the poor victims of evil Russians. And so when you have this other hack that's very similar at the same time, and it's done by Pakistanis who the Democrats hired and failed to vet and missed all these red flags, I think they go into that PR mode because Democrats are always thinking about optics and how things look, and they didn't want that to get out. And so they made sure that we never heard about it, even though that meant letting this guy get away with it and leaving really years of wrongdoing in Congress completely unpunished.
Well, all this hoopla about Donald Trump, I've been saying, is like chasing, you know, windmills like Don Quixote, this Russian collusion. And, you know, as we mentioned in the first segment here, Luke, you've got to obviously step over some grievous, you know, criminal activity, you know, to pursue this theory and spend, you know, now $30 million and counting on this special prosecution. And meanwhile, this sits there in your book. This is going to be problematic for them because this is quite an exposure, obstruction of justice that you've laid out.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that obviously the Democrats will just try not to read it. But if they do, they will find that it's actually a very balanced book that shows in detail what happened in ways that really no one could deny. It names names and says this staffer did this on this date. And so the evidence is all there. If people read it, I think it'll just, like, blow your mind about the integrity of the judicial system. But ultimately what I think it is this alliance between the Democrats, the DOJ, and the media. And they're all kind of in cahoots with each other. And when you have all three lined up, it's a pretty powerful force in terms of just shaping what we as Americans perceive to be reality.
Well, so what do you think happens? Do you think the DOJ gets a conscience and, you know, does something about this? Or, you know, the pressure by the American people as they read your book, you know, fires back and where, you know, some, you know, bushes are rustled up here? What do you think happens?
You know, all I can do is tell the truth and have the belief that an informed electorate is the first step. But I think that there's a certain sadness and pessimism to the book. I mean, there's, at the end of the day, you can replace Jim Comey at the top of the FBI, you can replace Jeff Sessions at the head of the DOJ, but that's not going to change anything. It's kind of like swapping out a figurehead, and the problems are deeper. I think that, you know, Trump is right to identify the swamp. He's
nail on the head. It is systemic. I agree with you.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions are still running high outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, where security forces had to fire tear gas at hundreds of protesters again today. They've been camped outside the embassy compound after militia members and their supporters stormed the grounds on Tuesday, protesting U.S. airstrikes that killed 24 militia fighters on Sunday. Aaron David Miller is a Middle East affairs analyst for CNN.
I don't know whether the administration thought through carefully enough the reactions of attacking five bases, killing 25 fighters and wounding scores of others, but somehow we, not just the Trump administration, but previous administrations, have this notion that when America acts, the adversaries can't react. They have a vote too, and you're seeing that on the ground, and we're not playing on our home court.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Bill Martinez, live. Turn it up.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, music for the season. Why not? I am Bill Martinez, and Kurt Sampson is going to be joining us. We're going to talk about Roaring Back, his latest book, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods. This comes from Kurt, one of the, America's leading golf writers and the author of 18 books, among them New York Times bestsellers, The Masters and Hogan. Some subjects of his include Ben Hogan, Byron Nelson, Ben Crenshaw, Lee Trevino. Golf titans in Sampson's orbit since his own golf pro days. Kurt, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, the pleasure's mine. Thanks, Bill.
Oh, I'll tell you, no, the pleasure is all ours, Kurt. I mean, the fact that you are a golfer, you bring to the storyline here nuance that, you know, a lot of golf writers, I mean, I appreciate the sports writers, but when you are there and you're standing over a three-foot putt to win a championship, you understand the nerves and the challenge, everything part of that 3-foot putt that 99 times out of 100 would be automatic and academic, but when it's all on the line, you know what a difference a 3-foot putt can make in someone's life.
You nailed it, Bill. I suppose it may be my competitive advantage as a writer that I was a very serious player, but I did not rise to the occasion. I missed all those three-footers. So I didn't make very much money as a touring pro. I hate to emphasize that I was one, except for the fact that it does make me appreciate genius and self-control when I see it. And I guess the epitome of that in the modern day is Tiger.
Well, I would say guys like us, when we have those golden moments and rare moments where, you know, whether it's a 3-foot putt, and maybe that's the story of your next book, you know, the terror of the 3-foot putt, I don't know, but the making of a champion. But, you know, when you look at the difference of these elite players and somebody like Tiger, I was able to see Tiger at Riviera in Southern California, just even at the range. I mean, the way he would strike the ball, and you could hear the difference of his contact with the ball versus even the other elite players. That you would see there and go, what is it about this young man? Because I think he was 17 at the time when he was there at Riviera, where I saw him, you know, on the range and playing there at the golf course during that tournament.
That would have been his first pro tournament, I guess, Bill, right?
Yes.
What was it called? The Nissan Open, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is that wonderful acoustic treat. Hogan had it. Lee Trevino, another amazingly solid striker. Mm-hmm. I give you Fred Couples.
Yes.
Just that sound of a perfect smash. A lot of players on a good day, but those are some of the consistently great.
Well, you mentioned Fred Couples. A little story. I worked with a guy who his best friend was a caddy for Couples, and he would say he always knew where to wipe the club. It was always consistently in the same spot. That was the worn spot of the club face. And in fact, he shared one time. He said a reporter asked him. He says, "Do you ever miss hit the ball?" And Couples looked at him like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know, why would you miss hit the ball? But yet, for those of us who go out there and hack and chase after that little white ball, some yellow these days, we find a way to miss hit. But it's not our intent.
Those few godlike players that come around, like Tiger, we appreciate what they can do. In fact, we take a knee, real golfers do it. We're in awe. At the same time, we find it hard to even comprehend what we're seeing. But you've cracked the code on Tiger when you discover how hard the guy has worked to make the game. Well, he doesn't make it look easy, but how hard he's worked to achieve this level of brilliant striking. His success is a combination of a lot of things, but probably the key one is his slavish devotion to the practice tee. He puts in the reps.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as his dad said, you want to raise a professional golfer, make sure you have a golf club in the crib with him, right?
That's Earl said that very thing to me the first time we met back when Tiger was a teenager. So it makes you wonder, as you consider the life of Tiger Woods, whose dream was it for him to be a world beater in this game? Plainly, it was Earl's dream. It became Tiger's, and he fully bought in. But it's Earl's, it makes you think about Earl's influence on the entirety of Tiger's life. It was positive in the golf sense, plainly. But as I don't know, I think the way Tiger and Tita brought up Tiger, it made him this very slow to mature guy as a human being. I think he's finally become a very appealing man now in his 40s.
He looks like he's having fun, Kurt. For the first time. I mean, he's smiling. Yeah. I mean, we just saw him this past weekend at the President's Cup. What he did there and how he brought the team together and unified them. And I think the way he, you know, shared himself with the younger players, I mean, wow, I felt good for Tiger. I felt good for, you know, Xander and these younger players coming up to realize that, hey, you know, here's Tiger Woods, you know, hugging them and high-fiving and congratulating them and looking them straight in the face and saying, look, I trust you. You got the goods. You're okay.
Yeah, my book is a, of course, it's a comeback and redemption story, mm-hmm. but Tiger's story is about maturation, too. Mm-hmm. He's never been really comfortable in the spotlight. The guy is, after all, an introvert, and yet that spotlight has clung to him since he was 14 years old, and now he'll be 44 in a week or so.
Right.
So that is a long time to be in the limelight, and as of course you know, we all remember, it hasn't always been a pleasant place to be for him. Mm-hmm. Just go back 10 years at the moment of the revelations, shall
right.
we call them?
Well, I was there. I was there at the Masters for that conference when he was there. And
were you?
I was.
I didn't go to end of the conference, but I was at the tournament. Yeah.
It was very difficult and painful to watch Tiger. I mean, look at Tiger is an icon. I mean, we looked up to him, and then we had to deal and reconcile with the fact that, after all, Tiger is human.
All too human, bordering on reckless, bordering on so self-absorbed and so into self-indulgence that he hurt a lot of people and blew up his family. He paid a heavy price, of course, and then it's made worse by the fact that the poor guy has to make announcements and have press conferences back in that time. To, you know, come clean and say I'm sorry and so forth. That was the advice of his advisors, the advisors who held sway. Mm-hmm. The agent Steinberg did not want to do anything of the kind, but they had hired, I believe, Ari Fleischer, a political man, I think, in the Obama administration, who said, nope, come clean right now. That's like tearing off a Band-Aid, and that's what they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, America went through that with him, and then, of course, all the surgeries and the recovery, and we're going to get into more of that detail, because your book titled Roaring Back, The Fall and Rise of Tiger Woods, talk about, you know, what happened as he announced at the Masters what was going on with his personal life. His mother was there, and, of course, the years that, you know, followed that, the divorce from his wife, you know, but his comeback and how America has forgiven Tiger and have circled their wagons around this iconic figure, because at the end of the day, you have this reluctant, as you say, introvert, but he is very well loved and respected by America. So more on the story with Kurt Sampson when we come back. Stay with us.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. field. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, and our conversation continues with Kurt Sampson, best-selling author of Hogan and the Masters. And he's got another great one on his hands, Roaring Back, Brand New Fall, and The Rise of Tiger Woods. We're going to link this book on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, and, of course, available at all the usual places. You can have it available. Also, you can order the book and get your hands on a copy yourself at our website, as I mentioned. This is the incredible true story of Tiger Woods' dramatic return to glory at the 2019 Masters, following, of course, his humbling and very public personal, physical, and professional setbacks, as documented in this book, Roaring Back. Kurt, you know, let's go a little bit in reverse, because we kind of did a little bit of the preview. But 2019, I mean, Tiger is back. It's fully punctuated at the Masters, a place where, you know, the green jacket is not foreign to him. It fits very comfortably, doesn't it?
Certainly does. Yeah, he was at home at the place since the beginning. I believe he missed the cut in his very first Masters. He would have been an amateur. But since then, that's a hand in the glove situation. For 2019, you know, anytime Tiger plays, it's exciting and the needle moves. But this year, this past April was especially so because he had won the Tour Championship in November 2018, kind of a head-scratching moment for a lot of people who didn't think he had it in him any longer.
Right.
So that just amped up the excitement for the next major. Boy, the 2020 Masters is going to be through the roof. I've been monitoring what a badge for the week costs. Last time I checked, you're going to have to take $12,000 out of your pocket for
wow.
The face value, whatever, $600 master's badge.
Wow, that's crazy. But you know, here it is. As you said, there has just been something about Tiger, the way he has captured the imagination of the public at large, golfers specifically, and of course we've all gone, you know, through his life story, and we are all feeling better as a result of his recovery. And as you said, a head scratcher in 2018, because here he is coming off the surgeries. We heard all the rumors that he was done, he'd never come back. Forget about you know, the Nicklaus record. You know, that is that's in the rearview mirror. You know, he's just going to do public appearances and you know, sell his autographs.
Yeah, and don't forget the DUI. Not for me, the DUI was meaningful in examining the drug cocktail
that
was in Tiger's blood system, bloodstream that night. There were drugs for pain, a drug for anxiety, another one for sleep. There was THC. Here's a guy who was suffering. I had no feeling that this was recreation for him. And, you know, he gets the DUI and he's groggy at the police station. And I don't know how many papers ran the identical headline, which was DUI of the Tiger.
Right.
But I just felt sorry for a man who was plainly in pain. But then he got clean. He's worked out like a fiend, as always, to rehab from his back fusion surgery. And here we are, incredibly. Tiger bounced back like a rubber ball.
Right. Well, as you say, I mean, his approach to golf, the practice, I don't know, and as you document, anyone who has committed to his own, you know, physicality, his, you know, being in shape and working hard at it, practicing, you know, there on the range and, you know, hitting as many balls as he does. And here it is. I mean, this takes its toll. And this kind of, you know, weekly pressure, you can't even imagine. You and I talked about sitting, you know, standing over a 3-foot putt, and you know, that's a, it could be in some cases a $500,000 putt, right? Sometimes even more. And, you know, that kind of stress and pressure that you deal with every day, I mean, only someone like Tiger Woods could relate to that. Jack Nicklaus, I mean, the ultimate, as you say, you know, that top, you know, even top 1% of the top 1%.
Yeah, the Tiger with Nicklaus, a couple other people you and I could name, we can't look back over their careers and say to ourselves, oh, look, Tiger is choking. Tiger hit a nervous shot. He's uncertain. Bad shots, of course, are inevitable. Everybody hits those, even the world's greatest. That's just golf. But this is a guy just not reactive to pressure, with such emotional control, self-control. He can is capable of giving it his best every time.
Mm-hmm. When he was younger in his career, he was so it was so much about him and his concentration. And as you said, that combined with his own psychology of and his reference of being more of an introvert. You know, other players had a hard time relating to him. I mean, he had very few friends on the tour, right?
That's true. Didn't necessarily fit in. But I'll tell you what's a fool's errand nowadays is going on any PGA Tour practice tee to get anyone to say anything but the most laudatory comments about Tiger Woods. There's nobody saying, well, there was this one time when I thought he was a jerk or whatever. The guy is, he's golf Jesus, and he's made the other players so much money.
Exactly.
Just because the way purses have accelerated in the age of Tiger. And it's a direct, pardon me, a direct relationship. It's Tiger moving the needle.
Without a doubt.
Nobody else, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there was a big difference, because when Tiger was out, what happened to the tour? You know, it started to fall off in interest. I mean, and there was a clear decline, and we were waiting. Okay, who was going to come up? Who was going to be the next champion, the next charismatic figure to carry the day? You know, with all his faults and his own humanity, what Tiger Woods has done for the game and for the other players, man, these players ought to be burning novena candles to this guy.
That's right. You know, although, and while you and I are saying what's been great about Tiger and mentioning, of course, his struggles too, he has been a polarizing figure too. There are plenty of people. Mm-hmm. To me, they're mostly older people.
Well, Mickelson, if Mickelson was on right now, I'm sure he'd have an anecdote or two to throw in. There's no doubt that there's been no love lost between those two.
That's I plan to investigate that. But I'm talking about, for example, until Tiger seemed to calm down in the last year or so, audible F-bombs dropped with on national TV that deeply offended a lot of the older gentlemen I know. Who watched the game. I was sitting with unnamed Augusta National members while researching this book, and that came up several times that they just couldn't abide that. And
I don't blame them. I think you need to continue to honor that gentleman aspect of the game. This is why people were very annoyed when I just had it in the law. You know, when he spit in the cup, the Spaniard.
Sergio.
Sergio. Yeah. When Sergio spit in the cup, there was outrage. I mean, come on, you don't do that. I mean, the game, the legacy, the history of the game deserves better than that, and language as well. And I know the PGA, I've heard the reports that they've cautioned players on this, that, you know, this is unacceptable.
Yeah, I'm just recalling this other thing that this same gentleman or the one next to him said that he is really problematic for him with Tiger, and it's the exuberance of Tiger's celebration when he hits a really good shot or holds a really good putt. It's so unlike the more modest heroes that some of us got used to.
Right.
Arnold Palmer threw his hat once, but, you know, fist shaking and screaming to heaven, that just was, again, maybe a stylistic or a polite aspect that Arnie and most others have wanted to observe. But Tiger is, you know, he's passionate. I don't necessarily blame him, but some people do.
Yeah, but I can see you get the old school types that would look at that and say, okay, but nonetheless, as you say, this has been, you know, quite the comeback. So now, what do you think? The Nicklaus Challenge is back in the front, in the windshield.
Yeah, you know, in Tiger's favor, a factor that would make you optimistic that he can keep her going is that they play one major at Tiger's home course every year. I'm referring to Augusta National. It's virtually a home course for Tiger.
Right.
He's played almost 90 competitive rounds there. He knows the bounces. He knows the rolls. He's very, very comfortable there. And as he loses distance off the tee because of the back, I think he'll just hit more club and still control the ball. I still like his chances at Augusta. I checked the Las Vegas odds, and he's third betting favorite. Pretty impressive for
really just around the corner. We got to leave it there. Kurt Sampson, Roaring Back. Thank you so much for being with us. As I said, this book is linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart